I suppose, I mean, for me, the working in Turkmenistan since 2001, I've been back here every year, sometimes twice, three times in the year, and so for me it now means something, a place that I'm quite familiar with, and with that comes a lot of personal contacts, particularly people, the Turkmen people, the Turkmens that we work with at the park, the boys from the local village who work with us, who are now good friends. We've worked together for 5 years, and we've seen what we're trying to do here evolve over that period and expand, and we've been through a lot of difficult times in terms of funding and gaining support, and we've been through a lot of very good times of doing some really exciting archaeology and some, I think, very worthwhile pieces of conservation. So I suppose it's quite personal now, and it's probably about contemporary people and our interaction with them that comes through to me the most. I suppose the other thing on a very, very personal level is just how much it's changed my feelings about the beginnings of particularly Islamic urbanism, which is something that I'm interested in, and I've spent many, many days walking backwards and forwards across Sultan Kala, plotting the aerial photographs, looking at the evidence on the ground, thinking about how the city works. So for me, when I look at this, it's just rich in knowledge and excitement and enthusiasm about trying to study these past cities. So I get very excited when I get here and very sad when I leave.
Okay, Tim, thank you very much.
Thanks.